Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip. All right. Well, we are back together again for another Wednesday. Man, I am so happy. You know, I love spending time with you, especially with all these great things that you're doing in your business, dealing with this man. You know, we have an opportunity to talk about it real brief about what happened in the news that you shared about what we shared with you earlier. And I'm also going to tell you a little bit about the Pete from Canada, right? Those of you who follow me on social media, you've noticed that I've been talking about the 6 pieces of business and how all of it are pieced together to make sure that you're running a complete system. You hear or read or see in YouTube University, they keep giving you a piece at a time and you're left alone to put it together. So that's what we're going to talk about after I got to introduce myself. I'm Dr. Daphne. You're getting ready to see it. So we have to do that. You notice like some of these things are definitely lagging. I'm not sure what's happening. There's a storm by me. I don't know if you have the same problem. So if you're watching this and it's a little laggy, that's what's happening, right? Everybody just be patient through it because we have some good information to share. Today, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Dr. Daphne Phillip. I am the CEO and founder of Parallelogram Institute. I am the creator of the Elite Business Builder Program and Learning Instruction Innovation, as well as Destination U. All of those different programs that I have are for my clients, depending where they are on their journey, they get plugged in one of those programs. However, my latest product that I have coming out is definitely the Elite Business Builders Program. But before we get into all of that, let's go ahead and check in with my friend who's in Canada. Yay, Will Turaz. Say hello to my folks, Will.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. My name is Will Baptiste, and I am the founder of Will Turaz. Will Turaz, in a nutshell, is there to normalize men needing emotional support. It is always a pleasure and a privilege to be with you to talk about the midweek, the win for the midweek. And I'm here with Dr. Daphne and this beautiful, lovely evening. Even though there are things that are happening on the outside, but we know that the music must keep playing and life goes on, unfortunately. That's what we are, but we are, as human beings, do get affected by certain things that happens, but nonetheless, we got to keep moving. We got to keep showing up because there are other people that needs us. So here we are tonight, and we're talking about the Wednesday midweek check-in. Over to you, Dr. Daphne.
Yes, thank you. As we mentioned, life goes on, right? But we do actually take a moment in our business to recognize or acknowledge some of the stuff that are happening in society that it may not have a direct impact in your business per se, but if you one who care about people, it will still touch your heart in a way that it will make you pause and one send out a prayer for give me the name, sorry, because I'm not on television. I took away all my TV, my news, simply because I'm one this type of story have a profound impact on my heart. So I'm minimizing the amount of negative news that I'm exposed to. So Will, so go ahead, please tell me a little bit more. Tell me the name of the young man. I heard about it. I know he was Ellen
Yeah, he was an LNTG for a very long time. He actually was on a show called it's a dance show. So his name is Steven Twitch Boss. He's 40 years old. He's married. He's got, I believe, two beautiful children. He lives in LA. And you know, he's an influencer when it comes to dancing, and he's a great choreographer. So when I found out today, and I was, you know, right before I got on live with you, I was watching a video that he was dancing with his wife 2 days ago. I was smiling. And one thing that I want to let people know is, even your friends that are smiling, check on them. Mm-hmm. Check on them, because behind that smile, there may be something that they are hiding. Behind that smile, there could be a proverbial mask. And a lot of time, those people know how painful life can be. So they try to alleviate that pain from other people by making them smile, by making them, you know, feel good while they are dying on the inside. So, yeah.
Well, like I said, it's just a brief moment. As you know, thank you. Take a moment of silence for him and his family. 10-second moment of silence. So, All right. Thanks. Like I said, everyone, if you notice, Will and I are lagging, and we were just making a comment. We're not understanding what's happening today. It's the computers are slow, the internet, you know, I have all of the highest one, all of that, but it's acting up. So welcome to using technology. And sometimes things just are not as perfect as you need to be. Right. Now, for those of you that are following me, right, on social media, I posted, let me share my screen real quick. This picture, right? Can you see it, Will? Is it too small?
I can see it. No, the size is perfect. I can see.
Okay, great. Right, I posted this. You know, the 6 P's of running a business: the problem, the prospect, the product, the process, the projection, the plan. Right.
Right.
So, and I put it in a circle on purpose. Do you understand why I did that? Because people usually put it in a list. But okay. To me, when it's in the list, you don't necessarily see the relationship to how all of this actually give you a business. If one part of those are not necessarily on point, it does affect everything else, right? So that's the reason why I put it in a circle. And I asked different questions. Which P you think is the most important? You know, some people responded and gave me, they picked their favorite one. And I have reason to believe that I think people are either picking the P that's giving them problems or the one that they have down pat, right? Either the one you do very well or the one you actually having problem with. So if looking at all of that stuff, for tonight, we're going to talk about product, right?
Right.
So how does product, if you have product, is important on those 6 P's? It's not more important. You need it, right? Whether you sell a service, it's a product, right? You're selling something. So with that being said, which one do you think it'd be, you know, the one for you?
For me, it's not the product. It's not the plan. Mm-hmm. I think it's a projection for me.
Projection? Wow.
Yeah, I think it's a projection for me because I know there's a problem. I know who my prospects are. I know my product. I know the process. But for me, it's a projection. Believe it or not.
Okay. So do you know the elements and the stuff that you need and the projection for it to be on point to match all your other piece and you make sure that that circle is, you know, whole? Do you know what the components that you need to add on your projection?
That's when I'm going to need a coach like you to help me understand what I don't understand, because we have to know what we don't know. Because if you don't know what you don't know, if you're not aware of what you don't know, then how can you go get the information? And I think that's where a lot of people are, what are they missing in their business? They don't know what they don't know.
Right. For to keep it simple, your projection is where you know your numbers. How much does it cost for you to acquire a customer? Mm-hmm. You know, you have to have some kind of ad already running. You have to already have some social impact, something you sell. Projection, you need your ad, you need your numbers. You need your sales numbers, number of clients that you have, what's your ad budget, right? And mm-hmm. the amount of money you're looking to make. So once you have all of those different things, then you have to work yourself backward to see how you, what you need to do to reach your money, monetary goal. Let's say if you want to make $50,000, and to make $50,000, it costs you how much for ad, right? So, right. And to figure out how much it costs you for ad, you have to have some numbers from before. How much did you spend ad? Spending $25 here and there, $3. Those are the things that I made before too. Where, like, if you've seen earlier, I said, well, because I needed some numbers. That's where I did that. I needed to figure out what were the age group that were clicking, where they were coming from, right. What time of the day, you know, was the ad playing. So these are the numbers that I'm talking about, what you need to really project forward. You know, what is it you need to make sure it fits in that circle and succinctly enough to move your company.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that I'm explaining it properly, is because I don't know if I'm lagging, but I that's what I, the key thing is to remember, how much does it cost you to get a client?
Right. The acquisition. No, everything is coming clear. It's just the video that's lagging, but the audio is clear.
Oh, okay.
And it's not lagging at all. It's the video that's lagging.
Yeah. That's why earlier, and then one of my posts, I think on Twitter, I list the 10 common mistakes that people make when they are promoting a new product, right? One of the things that they do is they sell it to the wrong audience. They share too much information, right? Remember, we talked about that. You have it right in front of you.
Right.
You know, they don't set the right tone. They don't set the right price. They give way too much information too early. Okay. And it's not focused on the customer. Wow, this went out on social media. Did you see the mistake? Like, one of them is just like it was in foreign language altogether. Anyway, focusing on the wrong features. Like, guys, that completely threw me off. I think I've looked at this sheet like
three times. And then bank not focusing on the...
Yeah, well, and it's like, that completely threw my mind off. Like, that's not English.
Well, it's a broken English.
Oh my god! But you see, even in the middle of a live, when you catch yourself doing something wrong, mm-hmm. it takes you back. Now my whole it's what it is, right? I will fix it and put the sentence in my description on a comment, right? Forgive me, but I do speak English. I do know how to write an English sentence. I will make sure
that's the computer's fault. That is the computer's fault, because the computer is lagging. The internet has been lagging. So I think that's what it is. That's what
okay.
It is. We're moving on.
Oh my God. Anyway, we're moving on. Now, if you have to do your projection, as you mentioned, because you said that was your key part. Right. So tomorrow I'm definitely going to do a quick talk about projection for you and share that on one of my posts, right? Mm-hmm. And how to put the numbers together. But understand, it's going to be general numbers. You just got to sit down and be specific for your own business, for your own product, what it is that you're doing, to make sure your numbers are accurate and doing everything that you need. However, did I answer your question and what you need to keep in mind in order to create a projection plan that matches the rest of your P's?
Yeah, absolutely. The reverse engineer, this is something that I've heard before. The reason, you know, I know it has to be done, right?
Right.
But I was just doing a hit and miss. It's just, you know, it needs to be done. But you're like, you know what? I'm a do it as I go. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not clear. And when your vision is not clear, you know, even the Bible says, the people perish for lack of vision.
Mm-hmm.
So when your vision is not clear, people are going to have a hard time, you know, following you. Exactly. And as a great leader, people need to understand who they follow, why they're following you, and where they need to know where they need to be, so that way they know when they arrive. Because if you have no destination, how would you know when you arrive, right?
Right.
So I think it's very important that having this projection and know what you're aiming for, and then reverse engineer that to say, okay, this is what I need to do on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, for you to be able to attain that goal at the end of the year. So,
well, it's interesting that you said you were winging it, right?
Yes, that's the word. I was winging it. Yes.
Now, sir, winging it is going to cost you a lot of time, a lot of money. It may sometimes cost you your reputation simply because you're making decisions in things that are not accurate. So I've done that at the beginning before.
I'm not sure. I wouldn't say it's not accurate.
Well, you're right. But it's better that you take some time.
Right.
Figure it out.
Right, right.
Delegate one of your tasks to a team member, so that way it will free up your time so you could do it. Can I offer that suggestion, number one? Free up your time. Because as a CEO and founder of your company, you need to be on top of your numbers. That also, for me, was my rabbit hole. In fact, I'm the opposite of you. Because my numbers had to be so perfect, I find myself drilling, not making any decision. Everybody had that one thing that kept them from taking action quicker, sooner. For me, it's my numbers. I needed them to be exactly, perfect before I do anything. I needed to know exact dollar. I needed to know exact money. I needed to know where to go, how to go, how many words. I literally was that person. And I'm still working myself out of that.
Wow.
Right. I'm still working myself out of that. So how I did that, I created an Excel sheet. I put the name of all of my social media platform, the number of people that I'm in, and also took how much money I spent in ad already with Facebook, how many people it reached, and to see if any of those people were part of my people that are following me that I interact with. You'd be surprised by doing something that small, you could realize how you could target your ads a little bit better.
That is true, because now you know who's resonating with you.
Right. Exactly. So, and then, or sometimes as a new person using ads, because usually Google ads, what I use when I'm moving to Facebook, I had needed to learn the ins and outs. And that's something I necessarily do not want to master. I'm going to definitely outsource that, because that takes a lot of time. I prefer to do something else with my time, right? The SEOs, and it's not about ad design. Like, people talk to you about marketing, all they talk about is design. I'm like, as if that's all it take. Nah. Right? You can have the ugliest paper and still make money. I've seen that happen. You can have the worst commercials and still make money. So I would appreciate if some of these so-called gurus with their favorite secrets stop having people focusing on the ad design.
And I think we need to focus a lot on the message and the delivery, not so much on the appearance of it. Although we are very visual, although we are in all appearance, but at the end of the day, the appearance is not going to make us money.
Right.
It's a message. And one thing I have learned is that never tell a story without a point, and never make a point without a story. So right. I think it comes back down to how well is the story. Because you could have a great messenger, but if the message not being delivered the right way, whereas you could have a horrible messenger, but the message resonated with good. People. So, right.
Isn't that why they coined the word, please don't shoot the messenger? Because sometimes the message is so much better than who's delivering it.
The messenger, absolutely.
Right. So, and some of the conversation that we are having right now around marketing, and because that's, it's the product. You notice how you started out the product and we jumped in projection, right? And we jumped into marketing, right? That's how everything is cyclical. So dealing with one part of your piece kind of targeting to making sure the whole thing is running smoothly. So there's like, you know, like the wheel on the bus go round and round. The wheel in the bus go round and round.
Right around. Yep.
So if there's a thing in the bus and you go bloop, 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 we're not going anywhere, right? I know. I just want to have some fun with Will because, you know, he's my friend. When he has something that hurt his heart, so I got to be the one to just like, oh, come on, let's move on.
That's right. Well, we all need a friend like that that's going to help us through, you know, to some difficult time. And it is difficult. It is difficult. But again, let's find out why. Let's find out why.
Everything we do is to find out what.
Why. Exactly.
Your projection not working well?
Yes. Why? Yes. Is it why it's not working? Why? Because why? Because let's get down to it. So
why?
First of all, it's a good exercise. And I think this is something that can apply. It can be applied in every facet of life, not just in business. So, you know, it's like it's calling uncovering, right? And going down to the depth of thing and realize what's really underneath, you know, not just on the surface, but underneath the surface. So it's a great exercise. And
I do it 7 layers for me. With my client, I do the 7 layers for everything. Some of them, like you earlier, get a little snappy. Stop asking me questions.
But I like 7.
Not at you, but
I like the number 7 because it's you know, as a faith person, as a spiritual person, 7 is the number of completion. So I like the fact that it's 7.
Right. So, and every time you said something, even then they come in, they say, oh, well, I don't know how to share my story. And I'll ask them why. And then by the time they get at the end of it all, always is 2 of them, fear and overwhelm. Right? Majority of us. They were afraid that nobody's going to like it. Like I said, like if I saw that list, there's no way that I would put that out. I just got mortified. Like when I saw it, I was like, oh my God. There's a bunch of people got to go see this.
Exactly.
But you know what? It's out in the universe. I don't think it's going to be fixed. I'll fix it on Canva for when I use it again, but it's out of the universe. Okay? That's one of it. Yeah, I think for me, when my projection is good, planning is the stuff. I'm over plan everything, and that's why I like my plan and projection. Remember we said that people pick the P's based on what they have very well or something they have an issue with. Mine do very well, one of my planning and my projection.
Oh wow.
Right. Oh. I got those are really good in terms of preparing to how to make money from backward to work. And in my processes and product. So because the product is out in the market, so I'm going to figure out if I'm going to have to change it or tweak it or doing everything else. Because it's a new way, new packaging, rearranged, reinvented. But, you know, I took an old program and added more value to it. So right now, I'm still, the jury is still out on the product for the way it is put together right now. So pretty soon, we're going to have a product conversation.
Right. And for me, my, you know, I was talking about projection being my weak point. For me, problem is my strength because I know what the problem is.
Right.
And I know why I'm in the process of solving this problem. So you know, it's funny how number one is my strength and number 5 is my weakness.
And I think when you start doing things a bit more consistently, right? Mm-hmm. Like I said, I suggested earlier that you delegate or outsource one of your tasks.
Right.
Sit down and I like paper. I still use paper even though I'm a, I don't like, this is why sometimes I have problem with this background. I'm a hybrid person. I still use a lot of paper and computer. So I don't want to think and create while using a computer. I use a pencil and paper to do all my creation. On a computer, I design what's in front of me already. Otherwise, knowing me, I'm going to go down that rabbit hole of, oh, I wonder if I put a square. I wonder if I put this, put that, you know. So, no. All right, my friend Will. It sounds like today is one of those days where business must go on. We talk about these and we talk about what I like. You talk about what you like. And I made a couple suggestions in how to plan out your project, set yourself up to sit down and collect numbers. And but collect, before I move on past that, collect proper numbers. Go to your YouTube, put down the number of followers you have for real, not the wish for. Put the numbers of people you have Facebook, the numbers you have on Twitter.
Right.
Do the right numbers and then project out how many that you want to achieve the success that you're looking for and work yourself backward. Yeah. What is it going to take? What's the plan? That's where the plan comes in to achieve those things.
Or execute, right. You got to have a plan of execution in order for you to get to the result that you anticipate. But I just want to throw a caveat. I would just want to throw a monkey wrench into this whole thing. Just because you're projecting this doesn't mean it's going to happen the way you expect it. I just want to put that out there. Not because I'm being pessimistic.
No,
it's just
how
things... No, I just want people to understand
that
you make projection. You know, if we, every time that we as entrepreneurs, we make projection and it happens 100% every time, then man, we have so many millionaires. But just so you know that projection is just what it is. It's projection.
I appreciate you saying that because that's key. Thank you. And then if you're in the news, people do share their best story, the best clients, simply because those are the anomalies, right? You have a lot more clients that get stumped. Like imagine me in the middle of my life, I realized I wrote that horrible sentence to somebody that made like, oh my God, I never want to do this again.
Right.
You know, or they look it over and over and over, never post it because they're afraid they're gonna find out in the middle of a live.
Right? Exactly. So you can't let this analysis paralysis stop you, but you can't also let the fact that you're not getting results. And I was reading a quote that Usain Bolt, the fastest man alive, and he said he trained 4 years to run 9 seconds. He trained for 4 years to run 9 seconds. And some people, as entrepreneurs, after 2 months, they don't see the result, they quit.
Oh, after a
so
year.
Just think about it. Just think about it. To train for 4 years just to run 9 seconds. And a lot of us are starting a business without no plan, without the 6 P's. We just have an idea, right? And then all of a sudden, we're expecting result like manna from heaven. So anyway,
well, if you're anything like me, I didn't expect to do it, but I did pay a guru for the secret. I figured when he was going to give me the secret, I was going to make the 6 figures within a year to replace my salary that I left. That did not happen.
Listen.
Why couple of my P's were not in alignment.
And
I needed to figure out how to get in alignment. And they need to say that's the secret. The secret is you need to do some stuff.
They give you the formula. You know, they give you the formula. They give you the guide. But you have to be able to implement that within your business. So it's not the business that need to fit it's not the formula that need to fit the business. It's the business that need to fit the formula.
So. Oh, I'm so excited. Well, it's come to that time, sir. Do you have something great that is going on that you want to share with our audience?
Wow. Yes. Man, I've got a couple of wins. Actually, I've been riding on that cocktail of those wins from last week. Number one, you know, here's why it's so important to have coaches in your life. I've been pondering on this podcast for the past 6 months. I've got analysis paralysis, the imposter syndrome, and I decided to invest in a coach. Within 10 minutes to that call, to that coaching session, I knew exactly what I needed to do. Within an hour after the coaching, I had my first episode already recorded.
Ah, man, isn't that wonderful, Will?
And then within less than a week, I've got five episodes recorded. What I needed, I just needed somebody to say, hey, I was missing those pieces. And that's why it's important, those five, because I had five P's, but I was missing one, and I couldn't make the connection.
Wow.
Right? I couldn't make the connection. And that, what I was missing, was the process. I had the plan. I had the product. Right? And I was missing the process. He told me exactly about the process. And one other thing is that we now are officially a nonprofit. So we're going to be able to help men in a more, you know, in a more effective way, in a more a way that is going to be very, very helpful. So I'm very excited about that. Those are the wins, and I'm just looking forward to what's coming in the new year. But yeah, those are my wins. Those are the things that are happening. What about you?
What I'm going to want you to do definitely is send me some of the information so I could share it along with this live. Right. That way they keep track of you. Hopefully they're following, so my audience gonna follow you like we follow one another, because some of those things are very, very important. You know, healing our male counterpart is a very important part of healing our community.
It's absolutely
about that time that we make space for them, right? So that way we could hear less and less of, you know, the goal is to hear less and less of these stories of these young people.
Exactly.
You know, he is young of been taken out from us and living in empty space, right? So we need to stop doing that. Definitely share the links and the information. I'll put it on a description, or you could share it by replying or by making a comment. So that would be great and for people to see you.
Absolutely.
So before we go, I want to go ahead and share for what I'm doing real quick. Right. So for me, can you see this, Will?
Yes, I can.
Now, when we talk about the six P's, it's only one step, right? Because we talk about the process, the promotion, the product, all of that on here. I have a nine-step process that I take people to when they're establishing, launching, and monetizing their business. So it's not just one. You notice that if anything you do that's not correct, that's not exact, it has either a positive or negative impact in everything else that's around you. So when it comes to the product, when you're working with me as one of the as a consultant, if the product is going to be number two step on my nine step, because you have to know what problem the product solve and for who it solve it for and why should it come to you. So definitely we could jump on a call. We could go through this process, figure out where you are, if there's any way I could be of a service to you. So it's nothing that I do is isolation. This is the whole system that you're going to get coming and working with me. It's a 12-week program. It's an essential program where I definitely take you to this roadmap right here to make sure that you have everything you need. Another way you're going to look at it, I don't think it's ready to do that, so I'll do it another time. But it's the pictures. So the link for that is going to be on the description of this live. Feel free to click it, book a call. You're going to go to a site that's going to give a little bit more information about the program and how to get in contact with me. And then we're going to go from there. Again, thank you so much for coming in and spending time with us today. I appreciate everything that you guys are doing. Now, let's go ahead and go with a bang. Have a fantastic Wednesday win. We are here, people. We are very grateful for each and every single one of you, not only for watching, not only for following me, but just for being alive, and for being kind, for being wonderful. Do take care of yourself.
Yes.
Do check on one another. Yes, you are your brother's keeper. They are not too grown for a quick phone call. They're not too grown for a hug. They're not too grown to hear the word, I love you. I know, I think we need to go back to that more, the dapping, the hugging, you know, things that we've done with my young people, we need to go back to one of those things.
Absolutely.
Anything else you want to share for the good order of this show, my friend?
Take care of yourself. And if you need support, if you need an emotional support, I think we all can use some emotional support, especially if you have been, if this news has been, you have taken it hard, please do reach out to me, meetwilltorez.com. I am here. I am my brother's keepers. I'm here if you need emotional support. So let's get connected. We don't have to do this alone. We don't. So that will be my message.
All right, great. See y'all soon.
All right, so I'm gonna. Are you there?
Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.